Report threats and suspicious behavior to law enforcement, and in emergencies, dial 911. With FBI This Week, I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau.
News Talk Cleveland, 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, and streaming live at newstalkcleveland.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
This is Pastor Aaron Phillips. It must be Monday at 5 o'clock because we're here, the issues, the people, and the community. And I'm grateful to be here. I am the proud pastor of the Sure House Baptist Church, located at 11318 Miles Avenue, right here in Cleveland, Ohio, where we do battle every day, and especially on Sundays mornings at 9 a.m., that's the People's Church. Sure House Baptist Church, the People's Church. We invite you to come there any day, anytime. And that's not Sunday school. That's our worship service. We're waging war. And I also have the privilege to be the executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is an amalgamation of all of the African-American clergy groups here in the greater Cleveland area. And we thank God for all of our leaders that's making a difference every day, fighting the good fight of faith, standing up for the people, standing up for what we believe in the principles and the power of Jesus Christ. And we're living it out every day. Thank God for all of our local churches in our area and our clergy groups. And this week we have actually in the studio with us Gwen Jarvis. Is here this today. She's been missing in action, but we're grateful that you made it today, Sister Jarvis, under threat, but you're still here. All right, we appreciate. Say hello to everybody.
He just tells all the business.
Say hello to everybody. Say hello.
Good afternoon, everyone, for being a part of, and make sure you have your paper and pen ready because we have a lot to talk about regarding the people, the issues, and the community. This is 1490 AM WERE, the People Station, and it happens to be the show of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition.
All right, thank you. Listen, if you didn't know, I know Dr. Jarvis and I knew, we've already voted. Tomorrow is Election Day 2019. Many municipalities will be voting on their local mayors and local judges, all kind of things. I think you'll hear some commercials even through this broadcast. But one issue that affects all of the, I think it's 58 or 56 cities in Cuyahoga County that we all support, and that is Issue 3, Tri-C, the Tri-C levy. And we have the privilege to have one of the vice presidents. Dr. Marshall is on the phone with us. Dr. Marshall, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much, Pastor Phillips.
Oh, thank you for calling in. We'd like for you to come in, but we're glad that you could call in. And thank you for coming and being a part of the citywide revival last week and sharing with the folks there and how important issue three is. Go ahead. I would like you to take a moment and explain to people the history of Tri-C and then why we have this levy. Would you do that for us, please?
Absolutely. So Cuyahoga Community College is Ohio's first community college. And as the first community college, we were launched, again, for the people and by the people with a levy vote. And so every 5 years, we're required to go out to our community to seek support for keeping affordable, high-quality education and outstanding facilities available for residents throughout Cuyahoga County.
Fantastic.
We are, absolutely. And again, Cuyahoga Community College has the lowest tuition of any community or any four-year or two-year institution in the state of Ohio. And students who actually enroll at the institution pay less than 23% of the cost to attend. Again, outstanding academic programs, workforce development programs that allow for individuals to contribute to our local economy, again, through an educated and well-trained workforce. So issue three allows us to keep, it impacts 25% of the operating budget for the institution. So we really want folks to go out and support issue three at the ballot box no later than tomorrow.
Well, I have a question. This is Dr. Gwen Jarvis. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dr. Jarvis. How are you today?
Fine. And I didn't realize it had been so long since we first met. When you said 8 years, and it's like, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe it's been that
long.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. 8 years on the 14th of November.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you're still were part of Tri-C and in our city. However,
absolutely.
I have two questions. What is the population of Tri-C at this time? How many students do you all have? I have a two-part question. And
sure.
The first one is, what is the population of Tri-C? And also, is it just for those who live in Cuyahoga County?
That's an excellent question. So the population at Cuyahoga Community College, we serve about 55,000 credit and non-credit students every single year. And that's just through our credit and non-credit. We serve over 500,000 individuals throughout the footprint of Northeast Ohio through a number of events and programming that happens throughout the footprint of our institution. Our, historic Martin Luther King Jr. Concert that happens every year, any one of our Jazz Fest events, but a number of other events that happen throughout the footprint of the institution. So let me take a minute and talk about who our students are. Cuyahoga Community College serves students as young as 13 who might be dual enrolled through our College Credit Plus, which offsets, it allows for students to gain college credit before they even graduate from high school, which then reduces the cost of attending college after they graduate. Our average age of our student population is 28.
Wow.
We have individuals, again, that's the average age. And so whether you are a new from high school graduate, you are in the midst of a career change, or you are looking to, get additional skills, credentials, or degrees that allow you to rise even higher within your organization, Tri-C is the place to be to make that happen.
Fantastic. I'll tell you, we have many programs that run through Tri-C, one with the Power System Institute with First Energy, where young
absolutely.
Men are being trained, as well as with the construction and trade programs that the Cleveland Clergy Coalition has. So we know how important Tri-C is. It is the people's, I like that. We're calling the Sure House Church the People's Church. It's Tri-C is the People's College, Dr. Marshall.
It is the People's College. Absolutely.
And the people are very blessed to have you as one of the chief leaders there. And thank God for your continued leadership. Will you explain to folks one more time how much it will cost you if you have for the levy, when we say yes, how much it's going to cost a person with a house of $100,000 home?
So the cost is $1.17 per month on a home that is valued at $100,000. That is what issue 3 will do for our resident.
All right. It's $1.17 a month. I don't even know what that breaks down into 30 to 31 days, but I know that's chump change in comparison to what the value that we get with Tri-C. And thank God for that work. And we're asking everyone, please, ma'am, please, sir. I'm not in church, but I like to say that anyway. But get out and vote tomorrow. If you haven't voted already, Dr. Jarvis, have you voted?
Of course I did.
Of course you have. That's why I asked you. See, I never ask a question I don't know the answer to. Thank you to our Facebook listeners who are watching. We are on Facebook, Dr. Marshall. You have been great to have you here and our Facebook listeners with us. You would have made this picture even prettier. But we told Dr. Johnson the same thing. But thank God for your – I know you all have to be out there working the streets tonight for sure, making sure people get out to vote. So I know you all are working like the Dickens, and thank God for that. I tell you, we did our due diligence. You see, Dr. Jarvis, you was at church yesterday, wasn't you?
Yes.
When you pulled up, did you see some signs?
Yes, I did.
What signs did you see?
I saw Tri-C.
Tri-C signs all up and down Miles, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Our church is on Miles, Dr. Marshall.
Yes.
I loaded Miles Avenue with Tri-C Yes signs.
I
went to a meeting today and at a church. It was on 116th. I put them in front of their church. We wonder where those signs came, Pastor Phillips. I put them up there. Make sure you get out to vote. So we're making sure everyone hears from our sound of our voice. Make sure you get out to vote and vote yes for Tri-C Issue 3. Vote yes, and that is the greatest thing that we have going. Give us some closing thoughts, Dr. Marshall.
Again, this is so very critical, not only to the institution, but to the footprint of Northeast Ohio. Again, Cuyahoga Community College partners and collaborates throughout our community, again, to bring high-quality, affordable, in-demand workforce credentials and training, academic programs in over 300 areas.
Wow.
That allow for individuals, again, no matter your age, no matter where you are in your life journey, you have the opportunity to come to Tri-C, where your future can begin for the first time or begin again.
That's right. I bet you get a lot of second chance students doing second careers. You know, they was doing something, that job kind of wore out. You get a lot of that, I'm sure, at Tri-C, right?
Absolutely. And again, we talk about in-demand workforce and academic programs, whether you want to come for a certificate, a credential, a degree, and then transfer to a four-year college, or get your credentials and go to work. We are working to make sure you have the opportunity to enter into those family-sustaining wage occupations that are so vital and needed across the footprint of Northeast Ohio.
So, Dr. Marshall, just so people are clear, a lot of folks was wondering, and you cleared it up with me, the last time we voted for an issue with Tri-C was a couple of years ago, right?
So the last time we went out for an operating levy was 5 years ago.
5 years ago, okay. And so every 5 years, we have to do this every 5 years.
Every 5 years, the college looks at exactly as part of our operating budget.
All right. And isn't that mandated by law? I think you were explaining that to me.
It is. It is a part of how our institution was started. And so we actually are required to go out to the voters for that support.
All right. So every 5 years, we will be voting for yes for Tri-C. So just prepare your hearts for that 5 years from now, because you might say, we did it 5 years ago. We'll be doing it 5 years from now. And that's why it kind of falls on this kind of off election year, because remember, a lot of folks were saying, boy, we wish that would be on the ballot in 2020. It would be if Dr. Marshall had anything to do with it. But you don't have anything to do with it, right, Dr. Marshall?
I do not.
And I'll tell you, so that's why we want to, sometimes when we can explain it to people, it helps them understand how important this is. I know maybe you might be in a city, I don't know what that city could be, Dr. Jarvis, but you may be in a city that is there's nothing to elect. You know, I don't know, all your mayors are good and they're not even running unopposed, that kind of thing. So you don't think there's a need to get out to vote because nobody's contesting your people. I still want to encourage you, still get out there and vote and make sure you vote for issue 3. Issue 3, no matter what city, no matter what community, is countywide. So let's get out and vote and support Tri-C, the People's College. All right?
Very good.
All right. Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Jarvis, for being here. Thank you, Dr. Marshall, for all of your great work. We salute you, and you know you have our full support. Keep up the great work, and we appreciate you. We're getting out to vote on tomorrow. God bless your heart.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Issues, the People in the Community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. We'll take a few calls. We're going to come back with a little call session and give you some church announcements that we need to share with everyone. And let's get us out of here. Dr. Jarvis, get us out of here.
Okay, it's about time for us to go pay those bills. So this is the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, where the discussion is about the people, places, and the community. And as you know, we just got finished listening to having a conversation with Dr. Marshall regarding Tri-C. And please go out and vote.
Here on the battleground, for your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies
like never before.
We're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Waging war.
I promise he won't.
Hi, I'm Congresswoman Marcia Fudge. Please vote for W. Monet Scott, Democrat, for Cleveland Municipal Court on Tuesday, November 5th. Ignoring the rule of law is what Republicans support these days. Don't let that kind of thinking catch hold in Cleveland. Vote for a Democratic judge who believes in the rule of law and who will bring integrity to our courts. Vote W. Monet Scott for Cleveland Municipal Court. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect W. Monet Scott for judge, Michelle Kinney, treasurer.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bear Soul Studio and Rock Shop LLC reminds us that many veterans returning from service are in need of work. Many have elite military training and valuable professional skills that can benefit your company. Show your stripes. Hire smart and hire vets. That message was from Bear Soul Studio and Rock Shop LLC. They're serving our listeners with quality, reliability, and integrity. For the most exquisite art in town, come in to Bear Soul Studio and Rock Shop LLC right here in Lakewood or call 440-319-2318.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Hi, this is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton. What you'll get on my show is real, plain, and simple. You get the truth. You get the facts. I'm here. I'll always be here. And I'll always keep it real. We keep it real. We keep it real. We keep it real.
Keeping It Real with the Reverend Al Sharpton. Weekdays 1 till 4 p.m. on the People's Station. News Talk 1490 WERE. And streaming live on the new BlackPlanetRadio.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
With our second installment, Issues of People in the Community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips. I'm your host. I'm Senior Pastor Shouse Baptist Church, the People's Church. And thank God for Dr. Jarvis. She's here sharing in the studio with me, and she better get that phone together.
I'm working on it.
All right, you better turn it off. All right, we thank the Lord. We can hear all that. We're on live. This is like live TV. This is live radio. So you're hearing us. This is not recorded. But thank God for Dr. Marshall, who's from Tri-C, and her coming on and speaking to us today about how important Tri-C is. And we want to make sure everyone gets out and vote. It's not just for our kids, but Tri-C, is, the average age, she was telling us, is the student is 28 years old. So it's not just for the younger kids, it's for all of us. So let me encourage you to make sure you vote yes. Issue 3, Tri-C, it makes it really easy. Issue 3 and Tri-C. Issue 3 and Tri-C. If we had a little, you know, we could really bump that right if we wanted to, if we needed to. I don't know if they were in the parade. That's what I do. And when it's important like this, we want to support Issue 3 with Tri-C. Just you and me, Issue 3. All right. I want to talk about, we got some great things happening tomorrow after you get through voting. We'll be back to Job Seeker Tuesday, Dr. Jarvis, tomorrow at the Shrouds Baptist Church, 113 18 Miles Avenue, on tomorrow evening from 6 to 8. We will be having Job Seeker Tuesday at every Tuesday thereafter, just in case you did not get the email. That means if you didn't get an email from the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, you need to call the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. I wish I had. I do have the number, but I got to get on my phone. Do you know that the Cleveland Clergy Coalition?
No, I don't
call
know the
21. You need to get it. 216-889-7844. You can call that number, and we will make sure you get on. You can text that number. Text me your email address if you want to get the, make sure you're getting the Cleveland Clergy Coalition emails. Text me the 216-889-7844. Text me your email address. It's on there. Give me that. There you go. I knew there was a reason we brought you in here. All right.
And the telephone number.
No, that's not the right one.
And by the way, you want to share with our listeners who the prospective job.
Yes, I'm going to tell them right now if you let me get to it. I'm playing. All right. But listen, what we do tomorrow, Dr. Jarvis, we have been, and I want to kind of preface this because this is important. We've been having a lot of the jobs, which I'm not a sexist, I'm not a male chauvinist, but a lot of the jobs have been kind of male-oriented. PSI, really, it's a whole thing, and, these manufacturing jobs. But tomorrow, we're going to be, University Hospital is coming, and they're recruiting people for their entry-level jobs, the STNAs, and those kinds of things that work in the hospital. I don't want to say they're women jobs, but they're more geared towards that.
Human jobs.
Human jobs. They're more geared towards that. And so we want to make sure that we do that. And so tomorrow you will see some folks from University Hospital. They are looking for people, and they're looking for us. So sisters, my brothers and sisters, be at Sure House tomorrow. We're not having church. Nobody's going to preach to you. We're not going to try to save you. We're just being the church that we're supposed to be. So, we may have some light snacks. Now that I think about it, I think I did say we're going to have some light snacks. So we're going to have some little meatballs. I'm going to get some veggie meatballs. No, we're going to get some real meatballs because y'all won't like veggie meatballs. We're going to get some snacks, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to get you a job. You need a job. You need a job, and you have been having unsuccess with going to area temps and these kind of things. You need to come tomorrow, Job Seeker Tuesday, 6 to 8. We have some light refreshments. Come and hear about this opportunity with University Hospital. And we will always have our usual display. And I think First Energy is going to come tomorrow too, Gwen.
Okay.
So it's very important that you get out there tomorrow from 6 to 8. Job Seeker Tuesday, 113 18 Miles Avenue, the People's Church. Be there tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Is that all right, Dr. Jarvis?
No,
go ahead. Go what you going to tell
you
us.
You excluded that they should always bring someone else with them. Never travel alone,
but bring
someone else, because Pookie need a job, and so does Nae Nae.
No, okay? Pookie and Nae Nae need a job.
Yes.
All right, so we want to bring something. Yes, a good point, though. Don't just come by yourself. Come and I promise you, you will be successful. You need to come and fill out an application so we can keep up with you. And we have an entire program. Our thing, what God has given us at our church and with our community, we need to bring economic uplift to our community, because that helps everybody. So we're not just trying to serve our churches. We're not just trying to be some folks that just come to church on Sunday. We are committed to the kingdom, and we really don't care what church you go to. But let me encourage you, we need to get our people back to church. You know, we need to get back in the habit. We have actually raised, Dr. Jarvis, a generation of people who have never been to church. And that's a shame to say in the African-American community. So let me encourage you. There's a church around the corner. There's churches your grandmother went to, or your mother and father went to, or that you pass every day. Go by, visit those. There are great pastors, great leaders in our community who are concerned and care about you. It's not just Sure Houses. I mean, I could start naming names, and I would run out of time. I don't have enough time to do that. But that's why we have the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, because that's made up of pastors all across this city that have the same heartbeat that we want to be about the kingdom business. So let me just say a shout out to all of the Baptist Ministers Conference members. Last week we had a fantastic citywide revival. The Impact Hour from 6 to 7 was fantastic. We had great people who came by, those who were running for office, and we had folks from Tri-C there, and we had some great lessons. Pastor Nance and Pastor Ivory Jones did a fantastic job in teaching us, and we had just the most powerful, anointed preaching and teaching by Reverend Dr. Cedric Veal, the senior pastor of Temple Baptist Church. He preached all three nights and did just a terrific job. And we prayed, our president prayed. We really came together. Thank God for the citywide choir, which all the people from all the other congregations came, and our minister of music, Andre Love, and all of Rodney and Latoya, our drummers, and Pastor Owens, Senior Pastor A.L. Owens, our host pastor at Second Ebenezer Baptist Church, and his son, Bishop Owens as well, Brandon Owens, who was there to help. And we just had a great, great time. Our president, Reverend Dr. Leonard T. King, was just fantastic, and he really hosted us well. And we had folks who came from the National Baptist Convention. This is a great time in the Lord, and just reminding people how important church is. And it's so important that we need all of our churches to come together, and we're so much better when we're together, Dr. Jarvis, and when we're divided. So just thank God for all the pastors, all of your support. I'll be at the Baptist Ministers Conference tomorrow at our regular time from 1 to 3:30 at 10313 Garfield, First Zion Baptist Church, our President's Church, President King's Church. We'll be there tomorrow in the meeting at 10 o'clock. We'll be at the United Pastors Mission meeting with Bishop Larry Macon out in Oakwood Village. And then on Wednesday, we'll be at Christ Baptist Church, the Pastor Gator with the Baptist Pastors Council. I'll be at every meeting just to let folks give them a good praise report and a great God bless you, and thank you for all of the pastors who supported us. Even if you couldn't come, but you had to send your representation, or you couldn't come, couldn't send your reputation, but you were praying. We thank God for you and for all that you do in our community. So I want to always lift up the church. The church is, we in Cleveland, we're getting our act together, and we thank God for that. It takes a work for us to have this unity, Dr. Jarvis, but I will tell you, I believe that the church in Cleveland, we're at our best time for unity that we've ever been, a place we've ever been in. Always give a great shout out. And he does not ever want me to call his name, but you all know my mentor, and I thank God for him and his continued resiliency and how he continues to support and lead us. He's not just, you know, he is leading us in a fantastic way. And I thank you, Dr. Cavanaugh, and all that you're doing.
I thought you said you weren't supposed to mention
Well, I thought about it. I was thinking in my mind that I listened to the other show that comes on before us, Al Sharpton's show, when my dear friend Reverend from Detroit Boy, I can't catch it. But he was Pastor Williams. Pastor Williams from Detroit was on, and he called Reverend Kavanaugh's name. I'm not gonna let Reverend Williams from Detroit call my mentor's name and me not call my mentor's name. Thank God for Reverend Dr. E.T. Kavanaugh. And he called his name nationally. I'm going to call it locally, and because all the great work that he has done throughout the years. I think he has celebrated 59 years at Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church, and he's been on the battlefield every one of those years right here in the city of Cleveland. We are standing on his shoulders and being the people. He's Greater Abyssinia. Abyssinia means people. That's the people's church. That's been the people's church for years, and so we're just building off of what Dr. Kavanaugh and Greater Abyssinia has led the way in so many ways. So thank God for him and that great church there on 105. They have service at 10:45, and they're the people's church as well. Thank God for you, Dr. Kavanaugh. Appreciate you. Love you, man. All right. Gwen, get us out of here. We'll be back on the other side of this break with our state representative, Stephanie House.
Okay. As we wait for Stephanie House to come in, I have to give some kudos to Dr. Kavanaugh, too, because I've known him for a long time. And not only does he mentor pastors, but as a business person, he mentored me for life for a long time. So I also have to give kudos to him, too. Thanks for tuning in to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, where all pastors of all denominations of people of color are invited to be a part of. This is News Talk Cleveland 1490 WERE, the People Station, and you can also download us with the News Talk app. Take us with you 24 hours, 7 days a week, or on the website at www.newstalkcleveland.com.
Like never before, we're waging war. I'm tired of principalities messing with me. Waging war. Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Everything you need to know about Cleveland sports, news, weather, and more is at newstalkcleveland.com. For instant updates, follow us on Facebook at newstalk1490 and on Twitter at newstalk1490.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that that soldier will never forget. That's what the USO does.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
This is Reverend Shopton, and on the last Keeping It Real with Reverend Al Shopton.
There are a plethora, a many of churches who have not sold out, and more than likely, those are black churches, unapologetically black churches. You can go to Chicago, you can go to New York, W. Frank Richardson's church. You can go all over this country where black empowerment, and not only black empowerment, but black liberation is a part of its theology. Now, what I will say to those who are listening, because I know somebody gonna get mad at me for saying this. Now, there's some of these folks, so many of us, who have walked away from good places. We've gotten away from the black church. And what happens is because we want to go to the suburb church that's nice and new. And y'all know what I'm talking about.
So keep it real daily with me, Al Shopton.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Get your free credit scorecard with your FICO credit score, even if you're not a customer. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Over-the-counter pain medications can be bought without a prescription and are intended to reduce fever and temporarily relieve minor aches and pains. There are two main types of over-the-counter pain medicines, acetaminophen and NSAIDs. Although both types of pain medications treat the same symptoms, they work in different ways and have different risks and benefits. That's why it's important to always read and follow the Drug Facts label on your medicine. If you have any questions, ask your healthcare professional or pharmacist.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
News Talk Cleveland, 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, and streaming live at newstalkcleveland.com.
Issues, the people and the community. I'm Pastor Phillips. I'm sorry, Facebook Live, folks. We're back on. So if you were watching Facebook Live, tune back in. Dr. Jarvis did what she was supposed to do. All right, but we're back. We are privileged to have... that's right. We are privileged to have our own state representative, Stephanie House, is in the house. She is a great, beautiful soul. And she's working for the people every day. We were just talking about Tri-C, State Rep, and how important Issue 3 is to us and how important it is. We need to make sure that we get out to vote tomorrow if we haven't voted already. And if there's anybody that can tell us about the importance it is for us to vote, it is our own State Representative, Stephanie House, and she's here. Stephanie House is in the house, and there she is, Facebook Live, folks. All right, if you are a member of her Facebook family, I know she has a huge following. But so you want to maybe tune in, and we'll upload this for you to State Rep. We'll do that for you.
Hi, well, good evening. Good evening.
Let me make sure that gets right in there. All right, tell everybody hello.
Hello, good evening, Pastor Phillips, Dr. Jarvis, and the 1490 family.
All right. Well, tell us what the importance of tomorrow being, even though it's an off-year election, how important it is for us to get out to vote.
I will always say there are no such things as off-year elections.
All right.
Every year we have the opportunity to make our voices heard
well
in the
said.
Process. And this year, I think... this is the year that is really focused on local elections. So people talk about local elections matter. So in many of our communities throughout Cuyahoga County and across the state of Ohio, people are voting for their local mayors, their local city council members. They're also voting for school board members. So these are the people, when we talk about the day in and day out issues that touch us, these are the people that we are going to be voting for and asked to vote and support tomorrow, as well as a couple of local issues on your city level, and then we have a couple county issues.
Well, I think that's well said, Dr. Jarvis. You're right. So I don't mean to demean the...
Yes, don't do that, Pastor. Do not do that.
But I want to make sure people know we're not going out to vote for a president, but we still need to get out to vote. And I think it was Tip O'Neill who coined the great phrase, all politics are local. And that is absolutely true. That's what it's so great to have you. You are our local leader here in the city of Cleveland, in this region, and you represent us so well in Columbus. And so you're absolutely right. Is there something that you want to share with us about this upcoming election?
Absolutely. So I guess I will start. I guess you all talked about issue 3, which was the Tri-C ballot initiative.
Yes.
That is on the ballot, as well as issue 6. It's a county charter amendment, really proposing a different way for the way that county council and the county executive hires as well as fires a county sheriff. I know many of the people have been very concerned with, things that have been going on in our county jail. And
right.
Issue 6 is asking for individuals to weigh in on now just beyond just appointing a sheriff for Cuyahoga County. What is being proposed in issue 6 is that person will need to get 8 out of 11 county council members to actually be confirmed to that position, and as well as setting a couple criteria. So that's being proposed for Cuyahoga County residents to weigh in on.
Wow, now that's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
Boy, they kept that one a secret.
Yeah, well, many times, and that's one of the things where, each of us has an opportunity with early voting starting 28 days until the formal election day, which tomorrow is actually the last day to vote.
Right.
We've had the opportunity to vote here in Cuyahoga County and across the state since October 8th.
Right.
And so many times people can actually just go directly onto the Board of Elections website. If you have access to a smartphone, just type in BOE Cuyahoga County, and BOE stands for Board of Elections. You can look where do you vote, or even making sure that you are registered to vote. Put in your last name and your date of birth, and your polling location will come up, as well as with your ballot. It's called a sample ballot, where you can actually see everything that's going to be on your ballot. So I always encourage people to take the time just to read through. You can do your own little research, and find out some things. And each municipality may have some issues going on. They may not, but this still is an opportunity for you to engage your local precinct committee person, as well as your local elected officials about, weighing in and trying to talking through some things so that you can make an informed decision.
Well, one of our members is a precinct committee person, Pam Ballard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we understand that and how important that is. And maybe we can talk a little bit more about issue 6. I didn't know about that, but issue 3 is so important. We had Dr. Marshall on to talk about that before you came on, and how important Tri-C is to our community. And,
yes.
I know that they recently, the county executive, appointed a sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And so would this issue 6 be retroactive, or?
No, this would be moving forward. Yeah, it will be moving forward. So with the appointment that recently just had, there were county members that weighed in. Moving forward, they will need to get 8 of the 11 votes. I'm not sure how many votes this current person was able to secure from county council. So I just would, It's a change,
It is a change,
and residents of Cuyahoga County now get the opportunity to weigh in if we believe that it's a way we would like to go when it comes to the process of hiring a county sheriff.
I think it's always good to allow the people to weigh in, and I like how you say that. And I thank God, because of the change of government, the way we have done things, we were able to actually have an African-American sheriff than we've never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, that was kind of good for the appointment. But I see the wisdom in that, and because we still want that person to represent all of us. So that's then the county council represents the people.
Right.
And so it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. What else do you have?
So for the city of Cleveland, I know there are a couple of different issues in the city of Cleveland. Residents within the city of Cleveland, there are 3 ballot initiatives, issue 20, 21, and 22.
Okay.
Issue 20 basically sets the minimum standard for individuals who are considering running for office in the city of Cleveland. Okay. It basically sets the terms that you have to be a resident of the city of Cleveland 12 months prior to running for office. Most people don't realize.
Well, I was getting ready to say, you mean that's not true now?
That is not the case now. That's not the case now. So this is actually being put on the ballot for residents of city of Cleveland.
That's great.
To consider issue 21.
Well, that's something good. We should support that. We want our leaders to be from here.
You do. Right. Yeah, people. Yeah, it's really different of how, you know, some things that people would just automatically think is the case may not be the case.
Right.
But that's what members within the city of Cleveland are going to be called upon to weigh in on. Issue 21 is there is a proposal right now when the mayor comes up with his budget for the city of Cleveland. Okay. They are required to print 1,000 hard copies. And so they are asking residents to weigh in on that. They would like to just make that information available electronically. So the city of Cleveland will have to weigh in on do they agree with that or do they not agree with that.
Wait, help me understand.
So right now, anytime, according to the city's charter,
yes,
anytime the city of Cleveland or the mayor prepares a budget,
yes,
they have to print 1,000 hard copies
of that
city budget.
Well,
got
I have
that.
A question.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
So that is.
Oh, man. But my question is, they don't put that on the website now?
They might. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They do.
I would hope so. I would hope they would put that on the website now. I hope they don't have to have a law to do that. That's what I was going. I knew where I was going, Dr. Jarvis. But we've got our state representative. Boy, she's knowledgeable, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's great. Thank you for being here and giving us this information. You are literally educating all of us, including the host today. All right, so we appreciate you. We're going to be right back with the most knowledgeable person about what's on the ballot in Cuyahoga County, our state rep, Stephanie House, our leader. She's here. We're going to be back with her on the other side of this break. Myself and Dr. Jarvis and Facebook, stay right there with us. We will not allow Dr. Jarvis to touch this dial. Get us out of here, Dr. Jarvis.
Thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Clergy Coalition about the people, places, and the issues. As the host, Dr. Aaron Phillips, I forgot his name as long
Lord
as I've known
mercy.
Him.
We got to get a new co-host.
This is 1490 WERE-AM, the People Station. You can also listen to us on website at www.newstalkcleveland.com or download the News Talk app. We will be back in a minute.
NewsTalkCleveland.com.
Marie, is that you?
Oh, hi, Barb. How you doing?
Better now. Did you know we had a little health scare with Jeff?
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, he had been short of breath and was really tired a lot of the time. He just thought he was getting old and was out of shape, but it turns out it was heart valve disease.
How did you figure it out?
He finally went to the doctor, and she was able to listen to his heart and detected the problem. I didn't realize it, but heart valve disease is more common than you'd think. They were able to replace the valve, and he's feeling so much better now.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
More than 5 million Americans are diagnosed with heart valve disease every year, but most people know nothing about the condition, and it can be deadly if untreated. That's why it's important to listen to your heart and ask your doctor if your symptoms may be due to heart valve disease or if you're at high risk. A message brought to you by Heart Valve Voice US. For more information about the symptoms and treatments for valve disease, go to heartvalvevoice-us.org.
Hi, I'm Congresswoman Marcia Fudge. Please vote Joseph Russo, Democrat, for Cleveland Municipal Court on Tuesday, November 5th. Ignoring the rule of law is what Republicans support these days. Don't let that kind of thinking catch hold in Cleveland. Vote for a Democratic judge who believes in the rule of law and who will bring integrity to our courts. Vote Joseph Russo for Cleveland Municipal Court.
Paid for by the friends that elect Joseph Russo for judge, Trevor Russo, treasurer.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, Our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by Discover. Let's take a look at the roadways for your evening drive home. If you're in Cleveland on Superior Ave, you'll find a disabled vehicle at East 24th Street causing some backups. And if you're traveling Interbelt southbound, expect to find some slow delays between Dead Man's Curve and West 14th Street. You'll find more stop-and-go traffic if you're going westbound 480 between Warrensville Center Road and 77. Finally, expect more time on your travel if you're going southbound 271 between 422 and Broadway. Get your free credit scorecard with your FICO credit score even if you're not a customer. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
We're back to Issues, the People in the Community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips. I'm here with Dr. Gwen Jarvis, my co-host today. And we have in the House State Representative Stephanie House, who's also the chairman of the Black Caucus there in Columbus. She chairs all of the African-American elected officials, not only from Cleveland, but across the state. That's the kind of leader she is. She's fantastic. And I will tell you, Dr. Jarvis had a point of clarification. Ask that question, Dr. Jarvis.
Okay, my question to Stephanie is, you said 1,000 hard copies have to be made?
Correct.
Are there any are there designated people who these copies go to, or could anybody get a copy?
Well, technically, it's available for the public.
Okay.
It's 1,000 copies available to the public. Now, how the administration has done in the past and where they're distributing it to, that's not set in law. That's really at the discretion for the mayor for the city of Cleveland.
Okay.
All right. And so it's not 1,000 people. It's 1,000 copies.
1,000 copies.
But it is on the website. And I think
that is the idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think they're probably just catching the law up with the common practice, which is very smart. And there's one more issue.
Yeah, for the city of Cleveland is issue 22. Issue 22 is basically this is regarding civil service employees with the city of Cleveland. Currently, things that are outlined in the city charter are outdated, and there was a charter review commission that proposed some updates to actually reflect the current practices of the city of Cleveland when it comes to their civil service employees. And so issue two is just asking to the practices that are currently being put in place to be revised in the city charter. So beyond that, that's the city of Cleveland. But I will be saying, I mean, I think for those residents in Cleveland Heights, you have issue 26, that is on the ballot.
Now, what is that?
Issue 26, it's been hot in Cleveland Heights. Oh, goodness. So Basically right now, they have what is known as kind of what people will refer to as a weak mayoral system, where
city manager.
Yeah. So they have the residents of Cleveland Heights actually don't elect their mayor. It is elected between their city council, and then they have a city manager to manage the affairs of the city. Issue 26 is proposing that Cleveland Heights makes a transition to electing that mayor, and that has been a hot-button issue in Cleveland Heights.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And then there are other municipalities, and you just really need to look at your issues. There are a couple of additional tax levies that are on the ballot. There are some communities that are going to the voters asking about, getting additional resources when it comes to infrastructure. There's also, depending on your precinct and where you actually live, you may come across a couple of questions asking you about liquor sales and liquor permits for businesses or different establishments in your community. So with that being said, because we, you know, there are, I believe, 59 municipalities in Cuyahoga County. Right. So there are a lot of things that on a local level, voters will be asked about, and many times people probably never even had the conversation. So in order for you to make an informed choice, like if you do have access to the web, to the internet, with whether through a personal computer or on your phone, strongly want to recommend you to go to the Board of Elections website and specifically look up your ballot beforehand before you go into the voting booth, so that you can familiarize yourself with the issues that may be relevant to your specific municipality.
All right. Boy, thank you for being so knowledgeable. Boy, we will take callers. If you want to give us a call, 216-578-1490, 216-578-1490. And I will tell you, we will take callers, and we do have the extra 30 minutes of hot sauce today. So we were going back to from 5 to 6:30. So this is that was our – well, we got one more commercial, I think. Right, Leo? We got one more commercial, and then we'll go 6 to 6:30 commercial free. And so you can give us a call then. But if you want to know more about these issues and what they particularly are – State Representative House, I didn't want to – I forgot about issue what's happening in Cleveland Heights, but I didn't want to weigh in on that because I don't live in Cleveland Heights and I don't really know enough about that issue. But they did come and talk to the clergy at our various meetings, and we have both sides who came. So I don't know – you know, that's a decision I don't even know.
It's for the Cleveland Heights residents. That's one of the things when it comes to elections – it gives an opportunity for residents to weigh in on the situation.
Right.
It's not to say that one thing is better. Both sides will, you know, have been championing for from their perspective. And now at the end of the day, it will be in the hands of the Cleveland Heights residents.
Right.
And people there, you know, they know what they want, and they will exercise their right and vote one way or the other.
Absolutely. I think that's what we want, right? We want democracy in action, and that's exactly what we're looking for.
Well, I have a I have a question. Now, we've been talking about the things locally. You down at the State House, what are some of the things that you're working on?
Oh, wait a minute. We got a question.
Okay.
But do you mind this question? Did you see the question?
I saw it, but I mean, I can answer. All right.
We got a question from our Facebook listener. I don't know if I should call their name, but I know him. He's a good brother. And she's seen the question is to Stephanie House, why isn't there more unity and partnership among the Democratic state representatives?
So I guess I would ask, okay, so I will say it this way. One of the things, most of us that go into the legislature, many people come in and their primary concern is the actual district they represent. That's how most of our pathways there. And then from there, people take different pathways. There are some that would like to, you know, work in a group in a collaborative effort. And then there are others who may just feel like they can be more successful doing their own thing. And so I would not say if one way is right or wrong or those who are working together. I feel like if there is as a constituent and as a voter, if you believe that you would like to see the person that you elected work in a group in a collective, you should let them know that and really try to help to facilitate those opportunities so that our representation here in Cuyahoga County can work more together.
Well, I think that isn't democracy that we want you to represent us and what's in the best interest of us, but we want you to also have the ability, the autonomy to make decisions that we don't know much about.
Right.
And, you know, and so
and it varies.
And, you know, that could
you know
really
and
vary.
Many times, you know, people see things, but it could just be a thing of people's schedule not aligning, right?
Right.
You know, many of us, we serve on various committees. You know, sometimes we don't even see each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so hopefully, you know, our delegation and members are communicating with one another, as well as sharing that information about what they're involved in, what they are working on. And just because you don't necessarily see someone at one particular moment doesn't mean that they don't have a vested interest in that issue. And many times it's a thing about scheduling, because many times when we do one event, there were two other events that were going on at the same time. So, you know, but if there's something specific that you would like to see, you know, this is an opportunity for giving, offering your suggestions and also giving support, you know, to our state legislators on ways that they can work together and be supportive of each other.
Right. And I think that the principles, we have particular principles that we all are standing on. And you all stand on those same particular principles. Can you stay for another 15 minutes?
Sure.
Can you stay?
We have
a little extra time, and we want to spend as much time maximizing this moment. You're listening to The Issues, the people and the community. Thank you for the question, our Facebook listener. All right, we're going to hear from us on the other side of this break. We're coming back with a straight 30 minutes, and we appreciate you listening to Issues of People in the Community. I'm your host, Pastor Aaron Phillips. You can give us a call, 216-578-1490.
Fighting unseen enemies like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head, anoint my feet,
celebrating God.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. News Talk 1490 WERE, Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3, Cleveland.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
News Talk 1490 WERE, Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3, Cleveland. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
All right, we're back with our hot, soft 30 minutes, the issues, the people, and the community. We're fighting this war, so we wanted to get back to our extra 30 minutes of uninterrupted talk and information. And this is a vital day because it's election eve. And thank you. I just want to appreciate you correcting me. That's what leaders do. I listen to folks who know more than me. And she's absolutely right. We should stop saying, and you're going to start with me, I'm going to stop saying that. And we're going to say all elections are important, no matter what year it is. And this particular year, it's an un-election because it's so localized. So make sure you get out and vote tomorrow if you haven't voted already. It's vital to our community. You know what else I want to make sure we announce? It's time for the census. And also important and vital to how our state representatives are actually created. So if you are in need of a census, we actually want people to start working for the census. So get in contact with the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. You can give us a call. Give me a call, 216-889. That's going to be on display tomorrow also,
okay,
Dr. Jarvis, at the Job Seeker Tuesday on tomorrow at our church. So we're going to have some information about if you want to become a census worker, and we are recruiting for African Americans in particular to become census workers, because we need to count as many of them. We want to make sure we get the count right. And so you get the count right by sending us to go count us. I work as a census worker back in 1990. I think, yeah, it was 1990. And that's how that makes me old. I just thought about that. But that was a long time ago. But it was very important because I knew how to go and approach people. I knew where our folks were and get that count. So if you are interested, I think they pay in about $18 an hour. So it's good pay. And you can do it while you're doing your other job. If you have another job, it can be a second job or it could be your whole job. But come and get some information about that. Our Facebook family here in Cleveland and those who are listening on the radio, come over to tomorrow with Job Seeker Tuesday. And our state rep is here again. As you have been informing us about all the issues that are happening tomorrow, kind of give us some big highlights. What do you want to make sure that we get out and do tomorrow?
Absolutely. So I just want to encourage people, please know that polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. So you have 13 hours tomorrow to cast your vote. In addition, one thing that people need to be aware of, there have been changes in polling locations. So again, to make sure you know where to vote, again, go to the Board of Elections website and you can actually log on to find out your polling location. The website to the Board of Elections is boe.cuyahogacounty.us. Again, that's boe.cuyahogacounty.us. And Cuyahoga County, everyone should know, is Cuyahoga County. So just make sure you go log on, find out your polling location. It may be the same, but it may have changed. And we want everyone to be prepared so that you can go in, cast your vote, and continue on about your day. If you're having any issues, you can also just reach out directly to the Board of Elections at 216-443-VOTES. That's 216-443-VOTE, V-O-T-E.
And that number be operating tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
Now, when I go on the website, will it tell just I plug in my address?
Absolutely. First thing that you do, there are a couple of options when you log on to the website. As soon as you go to the homepage, what you will see, the first thing you will see, it will say November 5th, 2019 general election.
Okay.
There are a couple of things that you can do. My voting info, I would encourage people, like, that's the easiest way that you can do. When you, that's the first tab that you see. It says my voting info. If you click on that tab, you put in your last name and your date of birth.
Okay.
Once you put in your last name, your date of birth, you click search. After you do that, it would actually show you, A, that you are registered to vote. From there, it will actually give you your polling information, and then you also can click to see your ballot, a sample ballot.
Wow.
So that's what you will actually be able to do.
That's pretty good.
And, you know, I would encourage people to just get that information and be prepared so that you will be able to participate in this.
Well, the Board of Election owes you a big thank you because that's great to know. I didn't know it did all of that.
Yes,
it does. They need to let us know that stuff. Good stuff. Thank you. Dr. Jarvis, you got another question for our state rep before we let her go?
Yes. We want to know what, well, thank you very much for sharing the information what we need to know here in Cuyahoga County. However, you're down in Columbus, so what are some of the things that you're working on?
There are a couple of things that I am working on. Currently, right now, I am working on an infant mortality and maternal mortality and morbidity piece of legislation, House Bill 11, which I've been able to get successfully through the House, and now it is working its way through the Senate. Specifically, it will do four things. The first thing that it will do is provide pregnant women who are on Medicaid the opportunity to get two dental cleanings. Currently in our state law, those who are on Medicaid beyond the age of 18 are only able to get one dental cleaning. With House Bill 11, pregnant women will actually be able to get two dental cleanings because, you know, the physical changes that go through with women who are pregnant. From there, there are also an opportunity for individuals who may need help to stop smoking. There are you will get access to all the available tobacco cessation programs. That includes not only those who are in Medicaid, but state of Ohio employees in general. And that because, again, it's not just about the pregnant mother as well as the developing fetus. It's also as well as for those in the household. Right. The third thing that it will do is provide an opportunity for the Ohio Department of Health to expand our education materials for individuals who are living in homes built before 1978 regarding lead exposure. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we still here in the state of Ohio need to do a better job of educating our community members on the dangers of lead and how to prevent our children from becoming poisoned to begin with. And finally, the fourth component of House Bill 11 will provide grants and resources specifically focusing on group prenatal health care. It's also known as centering. There's been many positive results for women who are at the same time in their pregnancy journey to come together, to grow together, to learn together, and be able to not only have healthy pregnancies, but beyond having healthy mothers, and so that our babies can live beyond their first birthday. So that's House Bill 11 great. That I am working on.
Well, we absolutely support that. Mm-hmm. I know they do some stuff locally with the centering, mm-hmm. and we know the young
and
lady
we just
does
need
that.
To,
that's
the,
great.
The thing about this, what House Bill 11 is really making sure we have additional resources to do that.
Yes.
You know, so this is an allocation within the budget to about $11 million geared toward the state to be able to make these investments to, like I said, ensure that our mothers and our babies are be able to have great lives here in the state of Ohio. The other thing is we are coming up upon the capital budget. The capital budget is an opportunity for community organizations if you have an infrastructure project. So the capital budget is for infrastructure projects. And we are currently right now.
Can you help us with when you just say infrastructure?
So this is built. This is like buildings and parks. Buildings and parks. Actual, mm-hmm. the physical infrastructure.
Okay.
So we as state lawmakers have an opportunity. There's usually like a pool of funds of about $150 million out of probably a couple billion that are available specifically for community specific projects. And that's for the whole entire state of Ohio. And so as legislators, we are beginning to share that information with our local elected officials, as well as with our community development corporations about the opportunity to submit a proposal for consideration for these dollars. So for
our local parks and mm-hmm, yes. other buildings, mm-hmm. would that include schools?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, it's not schools. Schools has a different through the Ohio Facilities Commission when it comes to that infrastructure. But
what kind of buildings are we talking about?
So you have a lot of things like with some of our larger institutions. So you might have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You might have the Museum of Art. But on a very local level, you had like funding last time. Capital budget, Caramu House received some funding.
Okay.
You may have there was a park with St. Luke's Foundation was able to get some resources for that. So there's an opportunity.
About the Earl Turner Center? Would that like even off
that's the city of Cleveland? It just depends. There are some specific criteria, but if there's anybody that is interested in understanding what that specific criteria is, I would be more than happy to share that information with you. You can feel free to reach out to my office. You can shoot me an email at rep11@ohiohouse.gov.
Say that one more time.
rep11@ohiohouse.gov, or just contact my office in Columbus at 614-466-1414. Again, that's 614-466-1414.
I didn't know if you knew this, State Rep. We have the Cleveland Clergy Coalition partners with the First Year Cleveland
mm-hmm.
in doing that. We have 40 churches who are doing infant mortality. Pastor Fred Knuckles runs that program, and we're all a part of it. And so we're very aggressively out there. So to hear you talk about House Bill 11 and how it will help keep some of our children alive, we have been able to bring that number down. But it's still too high.
It is. And I know we'll be having a report come out shortly, I believe, from the March of Dimes. So people will be interested to see what some of those results will be.
It will be. And it's just amazing to me how our kids are dying at that such a rate right here in our own city. And we hear about it all the time, but sometimes we hear about it in a vacuum. So thank you for that. Whatever we can do to support that, we absolutely are on board. So you are about our Father's business, the kingdom business. That's what you're doing every day. Now, how long will the legislature meet till the end of the year?
It is really at the discretion of the speaker. You know, many days, like even this week, we were supposed to meet Wednesday and Thursday this week. Okay. But we got the notice today that Thursday was canceled. So, but we are scheduled to... We were scheduled to meet through the second week of December, okay. But the week, the following, that third week of December is our if needed days. So we'll just see. And like I said, it's really at the discretion of the of the Speaker of the House.
I have a
all right. Hold on. I got to let somebody ask them for the telephone number. Thank you. 216-578-1490. 216-578-1490 if you want to give us a call and talk directly to our state representative, Stephanie House. Go ahead, Dr. Jarvis.
Okay. State representative, on Saturday, I had the opportunity to be the moderator of the Black Child Development Institute, where you were one of the panelists. And we pledged at that time to keep the conversation going, that Black girls are sacred and they're loved. And there was a film and a book, a documentary, and also a book about Push Out by Dr. Morris, I think, who wrote the book, of the challenges the young people, that the girls are having in school. So as the panelists on that program, because we were short of time, keeping the conversation going, do you have any further comments about the things that Black girls have to contend with in school?
Well, I would say just a continuation on from that point. One thing I did not mention, wanted to mention, we currently actually are debating, I believe it's House Bill 354. This is a proposed legislation that is asking legislators to extend the expungement age. Now, it's a part of a larger movement around, those on the other side, because I'm a Democrat. There are some Republican lawmakers. Their response to gun safety is expanding the expungement age. So currently right now, that's one of many elements in this bill. But I think it's really vital to when we talk about the criminalization of Black girls and just children in general. Right now, the expungement age is 23 years of age, and they are proposing to extend that to the age of 28. And I will be very clear, I am opposed to that. And I
now, what do you mean expungement age? I'm kind of confused.
Currently, right now, here in the clear in the state, you can get your if you had a engagement with our criminal justice system as a child, you are able to get that record expunged at the age of 23. Right? You can get it expunged at 23.
Okay.
Right. So regardless of what you did, if you petition to the court and they find just that, you know, you have been reformed, you've gotten the rehabilitation and restoration that you need, then you can actually get your record expunged. We are talking about juveniles. Right now it's being proposed for juveniles that would have to extend until you are 28. Which really defies the logic when you think about.
Yeah, I'm wondering why it's 23.
Well, it's 23. Well, because it's like a 5-year window, like for like 17 year olds, 18 year olds. So if you were 17 years old. Gotcha. But right now it's 23.
Got it. Okay. I just need to understand.
Yeah, it's currently 23 and it's being proposed to move to 28. I think that will be a disservice to our children who make mistakes.
Yes.
And I just know that community members need to know, like, these are issues, real issues that impact our children every single day.
And that's hidden in a gun law?
It is actually a part of a proposed gun safety reform, you know, gun reform piece of legislation.
So they just threw that in there since they're going.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boy. Thank you for being there.
Okay, so is there any other thing? Because as I was sharing with everybody, I said, you got something, that you made some comments, but yet still back in our head is always something we wish we had shared. Mm-hmm. So you just shared with us about the expungement at 23. Is there anything else? So our listeners, because several people who are listening were not there, that you would like to share with us regarding the Black Child Development Institute, how it addresses the issues, particularly on Saturday, about Black girls, and
yes.
It was a house full of Black girls.
Yeah,
there.
So the other thing, that I would just encourage any, you know, parent, guardian, or community members, we have to be a little bit more assertive when it and understanding the rules for the places and spaces our black girls go into. So whether it's school, whether it's a community rec league, whether it's an arts program, wherever you are sending your child, be very clear on what the rules are. You know, if a child may happen to not follow the rule, what are the punishments that are associated, you know, for children? Because many times we don't know until our child is caught up into something, and that's not when you need to know. You need to know up front. So if there are some issues or things you don't agree with the way the process unfolds, you can begin to work with the administration or the program organizers to change them so that we can have a system that is fair to children and that we are treating our children as such, as children. Children are not adults. They are not mini adults. Children are going through a developmental stage mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, which is very different than adults. And we need to make sure that we have rules that are designed in a way to help our children as they are developing. What you will find if you actually seek that information out, many of the rules are not accommodating to our children. And that's the way they can be over-criminalized. But again, as community members, we can begin to be proactive, engaging in the places and spaces where we are giving our babies to these organizations and spaces to develop and pour into them and begin to challenge the system and change the system so it can be more nurturing and restorative to our babies as they're developing.
Okay. You also know
Hold on a second. Okay. I think that's critical for us to understand, because as a parent, many times I just trust the organization that let's slow down a moment, is because many times I just trust the organization. And I think that even that's even true for church, state rep. If sometimes I have noticed, even with our church, that people will want to just drop their kids off. You shouldn't do that. You want to engage and have a parent. But I will tell you, there are some, I was at an event the other day where there's a lot of parents just coming in to share and watching their kids do the cheerleading competition. I mean, there are some parents who don't mind, who want to be engaged, but you need to know what it is your kid is involved in, and that is so important. It's not like it used to be. You could drop your kid off at the YMCA and everything was going to be cool. That is just not the case anymore. But I do want to, Dr. Jarvis shared with us at church yesterday about how important it is for our young African-American girls who are going through some things. And I am a father of 5 daughters. And I have, and all of them, I wanted to be a son, but I'm so glad they're all girls, because they are. I'm so proud of them. My youngest daughter just graduated from Brown University, so excellent. We have. But it is so important that we support, and I tell folks this all the time: our women are the key to our freedom, and we have to really understand that. If you don't get a chance to see Harriet Tubman movie, you ought to go see that. It is so important that we are allowing our ladies in leadership to lead us away. I'm so grateful and proud of you, State Representative House, because you always have been the same, and you're making sure you're standing up for the right thing, for the right reason. You have strong convictions, and you're a great example to what our young and what my daughters can be. We had Dr. Marshall on the air earlier, also another African-American leader in education. I had my daughter, who's in education, call her. It is key. I tell people, the strongest man, this is in the Bible, the strongest man in the Bible, name was Samson. But he got here because of his mother. His mother got a word from the Lord in that his father wouldn't even understand. And so it is the key that unlocks the strength of our community are the women. And I really, sometimes men, I get beat up for that a lot of times, because I really support women in leadership. And some many times we have institutions and systems that are actually holding our young ladies down. And I didn't even realize that until I had my own daughters. And so it's very important. And so I really appreciate that you all are doing that and being there and supporting our young ladies, letting them know there are no limits on what any of us can do, and especially our young ladies. And I mean, one of our strongest millionaires in the world, her name is Oprah Winfrey. Her name, her name is Oprah Winfrey. So it's very important. And thank you for your continued leadership and with the Black Caucus and all that you all are doing. Is there anything else you want us to make sure that we remember in our community? You know what? I really want to ask you. I ask you this privately, so I feel comfortable asking you publicly. Can you make this a regular stop and giving us this information? You ought to just be a staple
our program. I have no qualms. There are other couple of things that I would say. So as we are, wrapping up this 2019 election season, we have to know that the 2020 elections is fastly approaching us.
Yes.
For people who have an interest in the presidential election, and the presidential election, state legislators will be on the ballot in 2020 and probably a couple ballot initiatives. But after, we're about 14 weeks from the time that we actually are going to have to vote. And right. I know many times people will be caught up into the holidays and families. But again, if you have one of the things I would like to come and share with people, a lot of people don't understand about the delegate selection.
Yes.
For presidential candidates.
Yes.
That meeting is going to happen the first week of January. So if you are interested in being a delegate for a specific presidential candidate, it is open to the public. And I just want people to have that information.
Yes.
So that they can actually participate.
Yes.
Because again, this is it's ours.
Right.
And we need you, whether you want to run for delegate or just show your support for your presidential candidate, there is an opportunity to do that in the Democratic Party. And so I would encourage that. There is also a process for the Republican Party. So regardless of your political affiliation, and then if there are other, like for the Green Party, they also have a process too. But community members, there is always a way for you to participate and make sure that your voice is heard.
I think it's vital that we should be getting ready for 2020 now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling folks that for a little while. I'm not getting many people are listening, but we need to understand you can't wait till October of 2020 and start saying, what are we going to do to get the vote out? Are you kidding me? And so let's not make that mistake. They made that mistake in 2018, State Rep, and I hope they don't make that mistake again. We are working with some folks to help with that, to make sure we start organizing, and we should start having community meetings right now. There should be Facebook collaboratives right now talking about organizing people all across our county and making sure people are registered and then educated and motivated about voting. But you can't wait to do that 30 days or even 60 days before the election. We really should be doing a practice run in 2019. And so that's what I was pushing, but 2019 is here now. But we thank God that we're here on the air pushing to make sure people know to get out to vote on tomorrow. And then we have another election right after that. So it's almost, it does feel like every year there's an election. That's what I'm sitting here thinking about, because in 21, we're voting for a mayor, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I was just sitting there thinking about that. Every year there's an election. So we decided to just get in the business of, we got to know to get ready to.
Just developing the systems and practices where it's our norm.
Right.
This is very normal. Voting is a very normal and necessary activity that really impacts our daily lives. And we just got to continue to help encourage people and educate people about the process, because we don't learn this stuff in school. And
that's
so
right.
Now,
that's
whether
right.
You are 18 or if you're 98, people are still learning how
right.
This democracy works. And
right.
So we just have to be encouraging people, because their voice is vitally important to
that's
helping
right.
To shape this thing we call democracy.
That's right. That's right.
Just one little thing I'd like to ask. There are some indicators, and one thing about, there are some things that you can learn just by listening to the young people, these young girls, to see that they have something to say. So we have to intentionally listen to them. But also, you mentioned about gun violence. I'm a spokesperson for Moms Demand Against Gun Violence. How can we just wrap this in so our community know that we need to get on bandwagon about this gun violence? You have any thoughts about that?
Well, I know there's actually currently a ballot initiative that is going on here in the state of Ohio, specifically asking voters to potentially put on the 2020 ballot basically universal background checks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is a petition. Mm-hmm. If you are concerned or you feel like this is something that you think we as a state should consider, you should reach out to the people that are working on that. And if you just put universal background check, ballot initiative in the state of Ohio, you can get the information related to become a part of that process. But there is, that's a current thing that people can do. The other thing is, one of the things that we find that is happening, people that don't have access to opportunities get caught up into this. And so the more that we can create opportunities, connect people to opportunities, the more options that they will have to make good choices.
Okay. All right, stay rep. We got 30 seconds. Give us a 30-second closing. Go.
I would just say again, every year is an election year. Tomorrow, to end 2019 on Tuesday, November 5th, is our opportunity, your opportunity to make your voice heard. Polls again will be open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Do not miss out on your opportunity to have your voice heard. So thank you so much, Pastor Phillips, Dr. Jarvis, for inviting me, and I really look forward to coming back.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And we want to remember tomorrow, Job Seeker Tuesday at Sure House Baptist Church, 113 18 Miles Avenue. You looking for employment, looking for a job, we've got a lot of opportunities for you. Please come out tomorrow from 6 to 8. We're going to have some light refreshments, and you want to especially hear about our opportunities with University Hospital tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Sure House Baptist Church, 113 18 Miles Avenue. And we appreciate you tuning in and listening. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis. Thank you, State Representative House. She committed. She's going to be here on a regular basis to give us that information. Wasn't she fantastic yet? You were. And thank God for you. Thank you, Dr. Jarvis, for being here with me today. Don't forget to get out to vote tomorrow. Get out to vote tomorrow. Don't forget, every year in the state of Ohio is an election year. Make sure you get out and vote and exercise democracy. As we know, our Reverend would always say, people died for the right for us to vote. Now that we're living, make sure we practice and exercise that God-given right. Thank you for tuning in. Cleveland, we love you. God bless you. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
News Talk Cleveland, 1490 WERE Cleveland Heights, WZAK HD3 Cleveland, and streaming live at newstalkcleveland.com.